Well, hey, and welcome back. Day 23. And if you're starting to think that there's a little bit of overwhelm happening in 30X, that you got a list a mile long to get done, that's okay. It's the way it works. I'm not trying to get you to implement everything in day one. Hang on. It took me 30-odd years of being an adult to learn this stuff. I don't expect you to get 30 days worth of material. That's, you know, 30 minutes a day for 30 days is a ton of learning, especially at the rapid rate of knots that we move through it here on 30X. Today, though, is talking about slowing down a little. All right. Today is talking about how do we get our body into a place where it's calm and cool and stuff, because in this day and age, stress is a big factor. Stress is a massive thing, and stress shows up in so many different ways in life. And now there's a good level of stress, so that means, you know, enough stress to keep you performing and that things move well. However, when stress becomes a negative, it shows up in so many different ways. You know, sickness is one way that it shows up. You know, you get tired, you get a sore neck, sore back, headaches type thing. All of this is a sign of stress showing up in your body, okay? And so we want to take care of our body. Yesterday was about health and fitness. Today is about the calmness of the body and how we get it to relax and we get it to ease up on itself and repair itself and do all of these things it needs to do. When you sit and start looking at rashes or heavy breathings, trouble breathing, weight problems, nerves or nervousness, getting colds too much, becoming forgetful a little bit, grinding of your teeth, even your hair falling out, all these things are a sign that there is a stress on your body and your body needs to reset itself. Your body needs to calm down and your body needs to be taken care of, I guess. It's kind of like if you could push the reset button on your body, how would you do that? And too often we as human beings keep burning the candle at both ends. And I know early in life I definitely did that. I wouldn't listen to my body. I would just keep pushing through and then I'd end up getting sick. And it's like, well, if I don't slow down, it's going to make me slow down. Or I'd go on vacation, and the moment I got on vacation, I'd get sick because the body's finally like, hang on, we've got a break. Cool, let's repair all this stuff that's broken down in here. So how do we look at having a more peaceful, mindful body and mind, I guess, is sort of the question. And when we start looking at some of the methodologies by which we can do that, we start to think of, okay, these are some of the things that will allow my body to recuperate, allow me to be mentally strong and to be physically strong and to be in a place where I can actually perform at my best. You see, let's just use a simple thing here, right? The brain, oxygen carries blood through the brain. If your body is not oxygenated well, then the brain function starts to go down. Okay? If we want to be in peak mental state, then peak physical state is a part of peak mental state. And yes, some of that's to do with yesterday, of what we eat, how we eat, our health, our fitness, those sorts of things. But I want to flip it over for just a second and start to say, well, okay, what does the body actually need to be in a peak performance state? How can we do that? And things like yoga and Pilates and Tai Chi or Qigong, physiotherapy, acupuncture, massage, chiropractic. All of these are designed to help your body reach its peak state. Now, they're designed to do it differently, and because every one of us is different, there'll be methodologies that you enjoy that other people don't and things that I use that other people don't want to use. So let's just take a look across the board, though, at what is the purpose of this. Our purpose, and you remember back in 30X, we looked at being present, okay, living in the now. Sometimes living in the now is about what's going on in your head, okay, sometimes about what's going on in your heart. Sometimes living in the now is what's going on in your body. Your body's just not in a peak state, therefore your body can't help you get to that living in the now. We want to breed in more relaxation to our body so that our body is actually strong and vibrant and able to heal itself as much as possible. That reduction in physical stress within your body as well, I think, is a thing. And so while exercise is about the fitness and keeping the body in that fit state, the active state, sometimes what this is about your body and your mental health, okay? So fitness is one thing of the body. What you feed the body obviously leads to its health. But there are some physical activities that we're going to look through today that actually bring your body into more of a health space, brings you mentally to more of a health space. And by doing that, it allows us to achieve so much more in our life. See, if we look at, say, a simple philosophy around this, and that's just to do with stress, okay? You can do anything, but you can't do everything. If you burn the candle at both ends, there's got to be something that balances the equation out, okay? How do we find more stillness or more relaxation is probably what we're looking for in this segment. And if I can get you to just understand that the lifestyle or behavioral shift we looked at yesterday was the starting point of getting you to be physically fit and physically healthy. Today we're looking at more mental health and body health rather than the fitness side of things. And so what is it that we're looking for when we go into? See, if you look at, say, a group of three of these, yoga, Pilates, Tai Chi, which is more the martial art, or even Qigong, which is, and they're all about energy. They're all about managing your energy as a human being. And you know, the energy flow within your body. Obviously, the Chinese with Tai Chi and Qigong call it their Qi, the energy flow. Yoga is as much about flexibility. You know, an ancient Indian methodology of creating strength and flexibility, but also with a level of meditation and meaning behind things. Pilates being more about the stretch and the building of strength without, you know, really without trying to put on bulk, I guess. It's about building strength without bulk. But if I get more present, see, I'm going to take a seat so I'm more present and I can get some body relaxation and all that stuff with you. I've found that over the years, when I'm not taking care of my body, my brain doesn't get the high level of performance that it needs. I found when I'm not taking care of my physical body, it's just not there. So let's just start to understand, is yoga and Pilates for everybody? Absolutely not, it's not for everybody. There are times when I do yoga and I think this is the most amazing thing. And other times when I sit there and I go, this is the most boring thing I could ever have done. However, as we get older, flexibility is a major part of our fitness and health. So for those of you under the age of 30, absolutely, yoga is done for your strength and all that stuff. For those of you under the age of 40, strength and stuff is great, but also flexibility and body health is a very big part of it. So yoga, Pilates, Tai Chi, and Qigong. What we're looking at here is all exercise formats that are not designed with high intensity. They're designed with high meaning, high strength building, the stretching and flexibility of the body and the muscles. And all these things reduce tension, eliminate the stress from your body. One of my good buddies from New Zealand, Steve, is a yoga master. And, you know, I sit there and I look at all of the business that he runs and all the travel he does and all of the things. And his level of stress is almost negligible. His level of calmness is amazing. And why? Because he practices this art. And you notice the word practice. You're a practitioner of yoga. You're not a master of it. Eventually you're a master, but you practice these things and you build the meaning and the breathing and the strength and all of these things into it. It's kind of like if you're looking at most of these are a meditative form of exercise, I guess, where the meaning, and that's why if I come to Tai Chi, and I spent many years with Tai Chi, and a good friend of mine, Brad, who was one of the world champions. And if you look at Tai Chi and Qigong, what it's about is the meditative meaning behind things. Yes, the movement is part of it and the stretch and the body opening and the breathing, but it's that meditative thinking that is part of it. And I kind of really like an exercise program where thinking is really a very big part of it. Because what it allows me to do is to gradually meditate away the stress, to gradually quiet my mind. Why is a quiet mind important? Well, when we get to meditation, we'll talk to her a little bit more about that. But in essence, what's going on is in this day and age, we have so much input. Okay, you're watching this video. Once you turn this off, you might have a radio on. You might be reading a book. You might be driving down the street and you've got the radio or an e-book that you're learning from. And also you've got billboards everywhere and cars and trucks with signage on them. There's all this coming in, okay? So when do we ever take time for our great ideas to come out, okay? When do we give our brain free rein to just be quiet and come up with the best ideas? This is why often, just as you're going to bed or as you're jumping in the shower or you're standing in the shower, the best ideas come out because there's nothing going in. There's just relaxation and sort of a meditative effect, I guess, of the water flowing or going to bed and laying down and it's calming of the mind and boom, the great ideas start flowing type thing. Sometimes we've got to give our mind some quiet time and our body some quiet time so it can start to bring these great ideas to the fore, okay? Now, when we start looking at those forms of exercise, they're fantastic for that. Absolutely, they're definitely good for helping and healing in many different aspects of the body as well. If you're looking more at a healing, you're looking at more physiotherapy. It's a more medical term. It's a more medical solution to rehab or prevent injury, okay? And part of the physical well-being is to prevent future injury, not just fix the current stuff, but prevent future injury. I know for me as a runner, having physiotherapy and making sure I maintain strength in the muscles is a very big part of not having injuries and not getting yourself hurt. So think about it this way. Whilst what we're talking about here seems less exciting than exercise, less exciting than all those things, it's meant to be. It's meant to be less exciting. It's meant to be the calming side of our life. Life is yin and yang, you know, the double-edged sword, the two-sided coin. We need that high, but we also need the calm. The calm is where the best ideas come. The calm is where there is a space that is open for us. So let's take a look at other methodologies of how we get into this space. Acupuncture and acupressure. Acupuncture is where they use the real thin little needles, and you got to use a proper acupuncturist. Don't go, you know, the backyard guys and gals. Acupressure. Acupressure is where you look at your feet, and each segment of your foot is a different part of your body, and they massage it through your feet to align things in your body. Now, again, it's not for everybody, but it's something I think everybody should at least try one or two times. I know for me, when there's been certain levels of pain in certain things, acupuncture has worked well. It's been a great pain release, and again, it goes back to the chi, the energy flow through the body. It's kind of interesting when I chat with people about energy flow through the body, about how that energy just is part of the success of life. And, you know, a positive thing, if you look back to law of attraction, if you look back to IVVM, all the things we've learned here during these 30 days or 23 days that we're up to so far, the energy that flows through your body is a major part of your success or challenges, okay? What we're thinking about, where we're moving to. And if there's blockages in that energy, if there's something sore or that sort of thing, then the energy isn't moving real well. So your energy isn't out there in the world the way it could be and should be, attracting all of these wonderful, amazing things into your life. So flip that over for just a second, and you know, acupuncture and acupressure definitely helps in healing, but also can move into the relaxation side. Once you get into it being relaxation, and you know, even the aromatherapy that comes with it, there's many massage forms where aromatherapy is part of it. The smells help you relax and bring you into that, or they can bring your brain to a peak state. There's many different ways of doing this stuff. I'm just going over some of the things that I've used in my lifetime because I know when you are a full tilt, full on person, kind of like me, working hard, pushing hard, going for massive success, we have to have the downtime. I know most of my high sporting friends definitely look at massage and acupressure and chiro and physio and all these things. Acupuncture, by the way, also similar to physiotherapy, uses cupping techniques and all sorts of different things. But it's really about saying, okay, how is my energy flowing? And there's the exercise form of that in the form of yoga and tai chi and Pilates and stuff like that. Or there's the sort of more medicinal side of energy flowing, and that is the acupuncture and acupressure. I've found that in the times when I'm lacking clarity of what to do, lacking clarity of what's next, what should my goals be, how should I get there, what am I going to do, I know that the biggest challenge is that my brain is running at a million miles an hour and I need to find some calm. I need to find some space where I can remove all of that stress, all of those million things, because making a great decision in the middle of stress is just not going to happen. Setting massive dreams and massive goals in the middle of stress, just not going to happen. And so we have to pull ourselves backwards and say, okay, where do I find the calm? Where do I find that space to be able to make a great decision? If that means doing a form of exercise that calms you down, fantastic. If it means taking an acupuncture. Now, the other one that I find works for me and has worked really well over the years is chiropractic or osteopathic. Depends. Each one is a little different. Osteopathic is a little calmer. Or chiropractic is a little more solid in its adjustments and stuff. But the reason I've used it is because, you know, the skeleton is part of the body. And if the skeleton is putting pressure on the spinal cord or any of this sort of stuff, and I'm not a doctor and I don't profess to be a doctor, I'm just telling you what I've used and what's worked for me. You know, the skeletal or skeletal system, depending upon where you're from in the world, it's not about the muscles. It's about that skeleton. It's about the spine and this, and that's majority of what it looks at. But when you look at things that are medical problems like sciatic or scoliosis and these sorts of things, and you start to look for solutions to that without having to have operations, and I'm 6'4", so having a back where I'm bending over all the time meant that that was really important. However, what I also found about chiropractic is that if it could get me back into a peak state, then I'd be making better decisions. If it got me back into a peak state, then I'm performing better physically and mentally and emotionally. And so I started looking at it from it's a form of release and relief type thing. It's not something I do once a month or once a quarter. It's something I do on a weekly, bi-weekly basis to keep myself at peak state. See, I'm not a genius at my own physiology. I'm not a genius at my own physical body. If I want to be a high-performance individual, I need my body to be in peak state. So I go and see the people that can keep my body in peak state rather than just trying to pretend I know what I'm doing. Rather than suffering, oh, my back's a little sore, you know, it's fine, don't worry about it, push on through. Go see someone that can put me in peak state type thing. You know, with working with many chiropractors over the years and literally dozens and dozens that I've worked with over the years or that have worked on me, I found that, you know, multiple different methodologies. The one I end up loving is where they use kinesiology or muscle testing. And again, you can go study all of this stuff on your own and go and learn about it and do all that stuff. I'm just showing you what has been something that I found effective for me. And kinesiology is where they look at, you know, is it physical, chemical, or emotional that's causing the upset in your body right now? Could be physical. You know, I could have gone for a run and pulled something or injured something, and therefore I'm out of whack. Could be chemical. You know, that I ate something or drank too much of something or did too much of something that meant that, you know, I've got an imbalance in my body that needs to be fixed. Or it could be emotional. It could be some sort of an emotional upset that's putting me into a state that is not giving me peak performance. Working with through chiropractic and osteopathic is a simple thing of getting me aligned so that I can be in a peak state. And if being in a peak state is something that you think is necessary for you to live the 30X life, then maybe that's an area you want to try and something you want to take a look at. Next one I use a bunch is massage. Okay, and massage isn't just to be relaxed, although a lot of the times you would swear and every masseuse would swear that, hey, I'm pretty sure he's relaxed. Why? Because I fall asleep when I'm getting the massage. You know, if that's what my body needs, that's what it needs. But the simple thing is that our body, both the skeleton and the muscles in our body, require to be in peak state different things. And again, I go and find great masseuses who have the ability to understand my body, and they've spent years studying the body. They know my body better than I do. I know, oh, yeah, that hurts up there. Oh, that's, you know, thing. They'll find out what's wrong, and they work with it. And I keep going back to the same thing. And where this really started for me was I had a few friends who are very high-performance sports people. and they were getting massage all the time. And I was saying, geez, you get a lot of massage. It must be from the injuries and all that. And they said, no, this is just to stay in peak state. This isn't about injury. This is about staying in a peak position. And I thought, dang, that's pretty interesting, because you got to move the muscles. You got to move the blood, the lymph system. All of these things have to be removed. But ultimately, where you start looking at it, you say, okay, there's tension. Where is the tension from? It's from stress, okay? The tension comes from the stress we put into our body, be it physical, chemical, or emotional stress, whatever it is. That tension, in order to remove that tension, we can either do, you know, exercise of some sort, stretching, whatever, yoga, Pilates, acupuncture, I personally like massage. I find that by removing the tension from my physical body, I'm freed up now to perform at a better level. I remove that tension. My muscles get, everything just starts. I sleep better, which again, sleeping better is a great way to help you build your health. And by doing that tension release or that tension removal, I don't know why it is, but I feel taller, I feel bigger, I feel better. And I know that, very simply put, at that point in time, I'm going to make better decisions. And I don't know why, I don't know how, I just know that when I take care of my body through these means and these methodologies, I end up performing better. Now, finally, I want to touch on meditation. Meditation, there's many forms of it, okay? Many, many different forms of it. Those that do chants, those that just do quiet time. And you can call it meditation, you can call it prayer, you can call it just sitting under a tree quietly with myself. Doesn't matter what you call it. What matters is that you take time to be with yourself, that you take quiet time to sit and contemplate life, to sit and contemplate your future, your current, your past, that you take time to be quiet. You take, great saying? I forget who said it. It was definitely a monk of some sort who said something along the lines of, you should sit in meditation for 20 minutes a day. If you're too busy to sit for 20 minutes a day, you should sit for an hour a day. Now, why do I bring that up? Real simple. When I first started meditation, my brain was running at a billion miles an hour. I'm pretty sure in the first 10 minutes of meditation, I wrote 10 business plans, came up with 42 lists of things I needed to get done. You name it. My brain just, I couldn't quiet my brain. I just could not calm my brain. There was just too much going on, too many things that I was thinking of. And to be blunt, I wasn't making the best decisions that I needed to be making. Okay? As I've grown, as I've learned over the years with meditation, with calming myself, it's developing the skill of the ability to quiet and calm your mind. It is a practice of meditation. Again, it's not something that you ever perfect. If you look at the Taoist monks, the Buddhist monks, if you head over to Tibet and all these things, it's the practice of meditation. And it's just the consistent ability to sit and be calm and quiet your mind. Now, let me give you four reasons why, to me, this is important. First reason, we've already touched on it, reduce the stress. Bring the stress loads down, reduce the tension, the negativity, the challenge, all of that stuff in our body. To give ourselves the time to reduce stress is of vital importance on a day-to-day basis. To give yourself the time to calm is of vital importance on your body, okay? Second reason I think that being able to quiet the mind is really important. Again, I've touched on it, but it needs reiterating. If you are going to have great ideas come out of your brain, out of your mind, if you're going to give your time, your brain, the ability to come up with amazing thoughts, you must, and I repeat, must, stop just putting stuff into it all the time. You can't have the TV and the radio and people and all these things talking at you, talking in you, showing you things. And all of that experience means that the brain is fully active on inbound. To give ourselves calmness and quiet time to get to be present and be in the now is about allowing that brain to open up and go, wow, let me come up with some great ideas that will build what we're looking to build, that'll help us achieve the goal we're helping to achieve, okay? third reason I think quietening the mind is of vital importance is that, look, it is easy to say that reduction of stress is one thing, okay? But to reduce stress only goes halfway. We need to, on the other hand, also bring ourselves into peacefulness and calmness and mindfulness. We need to bring ourselves to be able to be calm and to be able to be in that space. Now, being able to get to that space is important not just while we're doing meditation or doing yoga or whatever we're doing, but it's really important because when you get into a stressful situation, then you don't go to stress. You've already been calm, so you can remain at a calm level in stressful situations. The number of times where remaining calm in stressful situations has helped me, I cannot measure. Not just in business, but in personal life, in relationship time, in all of these things. If you can get yourself to a place of calm, it's harder to get you to a place of stressed, angry, emotive, all of those things. So reducing stress is one of the four reasons. Getting yourself to allow the good ideas is another. But bringing yourself to calm is the third reason that I think meditation and the practice of having a quiet mind is real important. The fourth reason is a very simple but esoteric reason, and that is to get in connection with yourself, to get in connection with your great spirit or Mother Earth or Buddha or Allah or God or whomever it is that you believe in. And if you don't believe in any of that, to just get in connection with yourself, okay? Because to get connected to where you're supposed to be, to where you need to be, to where you know, to your space in the world, to get connected with that, it takes being in quiet. It takes being in the now so that you can know where you're meant to be and know what decisions you're needing to be made. You know, overall, I am a 30X achiever, and going for that level of achievement means that I do push myself real hard. And without having the ability to regenerate and calm and do those things, I find that I just end up burning out. If I don't take time for massage, if I don't take time for chiropractic, if I don't take time for meditation and exercise and all of these things, then what ends up happening is I burn myself out. I burn myself out mentally. I can burn myself out physically. I can burn myself out emotionally. And I get to a point where I can't give to the people around me the emotions that they need. I can't give the advice to the people around me that need the advice. I can't give the strength to my kids that they need or my wife that she needs. I can't give the guidance to my business owners and my partners and all these things. And so regenerating me, taking the time, and all we have to do is go back to one of the best books on how to live a great life and the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey, where he talks about number 7, sharpen the saw. You know, having a great saw or a great axe, you know, you got to sharpen the axe in order for it to be easy for it to cut down the tree. We as human beings need to take the time to regenerate, take the time to quiet, take the time to fix, to heal, to meditate in order to do the right things for ourselves and our family and our business colleagues and all those around us. It may seem crazy to say that in order to achieve more, you got to take time out to just relax. In order to achieve more, and this is why, again, I say things like, taking a vacation is not against work. Taking time out to go on a vacation helps your work. Taking a lunch break makes you a better employee in the afternoon than you would be if you just worked straight through. You know, giving yourself time to have a massage, to have meditation, to take a long steam shower or a sit in a sauna or do these things. Time to regenerate is a great thing. It's not selfish, because if you take time to regenerate, you will be more, do more, and have more for all of those around you in your life. If you don't take time to regenerate, if you keep burning the candle at both ends, you end up with no candle. Take care of yourself. Take care of your body. Take care of your mind. Take the time to quiet. Take the time to settle. Take the time to meditate. That's where we need to be. Hey, this is 30X. This is day 23. We're learning to be amazing people. Sometimes being an amazing person means taking care of you before you take care of everybody else. Let's do this, 30Xers.